Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that your spring is coming along wonderfully. There's a lot that's been going on in our home county, and there's a lot more on the way, all made possible by our sense of community. As you've probably heard by now, the State Blueprint Accountability and Implementation Board graciously approved a 2-year extension waiver for Carroll County Public Schools, giving CCPS and the county much-needed time in the blueprint process. This is incredibly important given concern over class sizes, teacher availability, resources, and more. This would not have been possible without our parents, citizens, Delegate Stanko, and our entire delegation, our Board of Education, and others supporting CCPS in the waiver application process. I know that we will all continue to push for positive changes to the blueprint law in that time, demonstrating that Carroll County cannot afford to implement blueprint as it stands, and suggesting helpful and equivalent possibilities instead. The county's budget process itself, for the county, continues, as our Director of Management and Budget has completed his annual roadshow, presenting the proposed budget at libraries around the county. Up next for the process, on Tuesday evening, May 6th, at the Arts Center in Westminster, the formal public hearing for the proposed budget will occur. The public hearing begins at 7 o'clock p.m., with doors opening at 6:30. Anyone wishing to speak during the evening will be asked to fill out a card, and when called, will have 3 minutes to share. After the public hearing, we will have a handful of budget work sessions scheduled to make any adjustments to the budget before final passage later in May. Beyond our budget, the commissioners have also been carefully tracking the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. As you may remember, the application of Public Service Enterprise Group, or PSEG, to the Maryland Public Service Commission was deemed incomplete, but this is their own fault. PSEG is slated to have their power line completed by June 2027. This was already an unreasonable deadline and expectation for them, and they certainly were not expecting the response that they received not only from citizens in Carroll, but in Baltimore and Frederick counties as well. But this is unsurprising. Leave aside that the power lines are not wanted here, but PSEG's own domineering, condescending, and elitist attitude is only complicated an already deeply personal situation. And PSEG is getting desperate, hence their recent decision to take over 100 citizens to court to force their way onto private property in the attempt to gather more information for their application. Recently, Sheriff Jim DeWeese issued an outstanding memo to all of his deputies that they would not intervene on behalf of PSEG should any court orders come down in PSEG's favor. Frederick County and Baltimore County law enforcement agencies also have followed suit on behalf of their citizens as well. It goes without saying, but it's worth restating, the Carroll County commissioners remain as committed against the power lines as we did from the start. We remain united with fellow elected officials here and throughout our neighboring counties in our determination that we will continue to stand with our citizens in protection of the place that we call home. This will continue to remain as important this summer as it did when everything began last summer. Now, as we move from the spring to the summer, our volunteer fire companies will host their annual carnivals. These are always a fixture for our communities, but they're incredibly important for the volunteer companies themselves. While the county does assist our companies with funding, resources, and staffing, the companies individually have a lot of costs and expenditures that they have to meet, and so something as simple as buying dinner one night at a carnival can make a difference for the volunteers we rely on to protect our communities. Lastly, if you happen to be hearing this before Sunday, May 4th, I very much hope that I'll see you at the annual Carroll County Veterans Celebration being held at the Farm Museum in Westminster on that same day, running from noon to 4 o'clock p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend as we honor our veterans at the free, family-friendly event, which will feature live music, activities for kids, exhibits, food for purchase, and more. If you miss it, don't worry, there's always next year. Community is a wonderful and a beautiful thing. There aren't many places like Carroll County where, despite whatever disagreements we may sometimes have, love of our home is a prevailing, common value, cause, and way of life. Whether it is opposing power lines or supporting our veterans, whether it's seeking a state waiver for blueprint or seeking to support our fire companies, Carroll County comes together and holds true. You hold true. Home these days is a rare and wonderful gift, a gift passed on to us from those who have come before, a gift which we so carefully seek to preserve and do what we can to make better for those who will be here 100 years from now. I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones, our county, and our country in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me.